I'm Fresh, and you are now listening to The Breaks Podcast. These are highlights from our Saturday night hip-hop show on KUTX 98.9 in Austin, Texas. My co-host Confucius Jones and I are native Austinites, and we love talking hip-hop, Texas hip-hop, hip-hop history, and what's going on right now. And just so you know, the opinions expressed in the podcast are our own and do not necessarily reflect the position of KUTX Austin.
We here to take over the airways.
How you been, man? How's your week been?
I was busy. You know how I go. You just I have one day off now, so I'm just trying to.
Yeah, you taking up extra shifts.
Yeah, I mean, money talks. You know, what do the kids say now? It's a bandemic.
I haven't heard anybody say that.
Oh, I've seen. Oh man, whatever.
I haven't seen that. That hasn't come across my socials.
Hopefully, it's always good to be back doing the show to release all these thoughts because. Like we talk about off air, people think me and Fresh don't really talk much, but we talk all the time. We have a group chat, so this show is the last show before the election, so I'm hoping that the world doesn't explode on Tuesday.
Oh man!
We come back next Saturday. Next Saturday with a little bit more optimism, but don't come on there sounding so down. So
yeah, I hope more fire doesn't catch to the already burning world around us.
Yeah, exactly. But you already voted, you said, right?
Yeah, I voted last week, last Thursday.
Yeah, I voted on Tuesday. It was a fast process.
They didn't have an option this year for the new straight ticket. They usually have it like where you could just like if you want to vote, just straight ticket and just click Democrat or Republican.
That's what I wanted to do.
And it vote and it did all of that and just do it and then you just print your ballot out. I was looking for that. I was like, oh. Man, I'm going to be here a little longer than I thought I was going to be.
Yeah, that's really what I was going to do. I was going to hit that down ballot button and just walk out. But I said, dang, I got to actually read through this. I didn't pick a lot of names because I didn't know who they were.
When it got towards the end and they started talking about, since I was in McNeil, they started talking about Round Rock School Board. And I was like, I don't know who any of these people are for the Round Rock School Board.
Well, yeah, I'm going to be 100% honest here. I don't care enough about Round Rock government to invest. I'm not that invested into it because I don't plan on being here that long. So,
and I was confused because I figured like out in McNeil they had it separated. Like one side was for Williamson County, and the other side was for Travis. When I saw the Round Rock like school board, I was confused. I was like, but I'm voting like I'm on the Travis County side. Y'all don't have like stuff for Travis County. Why is all of this for Williamson and Round Rock ISD, so I was just like, I don't know. I'll leave this blank. I live in Travis County.
The one thing that I'm looking forward to with this election ending, outside of just the chaos that's going on surrounding it, is these damn political ads. I'm tired of going to bars and drinking and trying to enjoy something, and I see nothing but political ads. I'm like, go back to the sports commercials. It's ESPN.
I'm tired of seeing everybody's ads. This ad was approved. I'm Joe Biden, and I approved this. Yeah, I'm tired of saying that.
It's everybody that's running, and they all. It's like you know what every Democratic commercial is going to say. You know what every Republican commercial is going to say. Like, oh, I get it. Okay, Democrats are defund. They want to defund the police. Okay, Democrats, I get it. Yeah, Republicans are all evil and racist. I get it. I'm just here to drink, bro. Like, go back to the game.
Just give me my whiskey and coke and put on the game.
Exactly. Like I said, hopefully, we'll come back next Saturday and, everything is kind of back somewhat to normal, but.
Hopefully there's some semblance of normalcy by the time we come back next week.
I have no faith that that's going to happen.
I'm keeping my optimism up. I'm trying to keep it at a nice temperate level.
So, well, let's be honest. Legendary DJ.
Yes, legendary DJ, New York DJ.
Legendary, I'd say straight up DJ. I take New York out of it. I take New York out of it.
Okay, no bias.
Legendary radio personality, Funkmaster Flex. Recently decided to go at TI for some reason.
Which is weird. I didn't understand it, but it's Funk Flex. I don't understand anything he does these days.
So Well, I listened to one of his rants. Fuck Master Flex is famous for his rants on radio. He basically, so to give context, Funk Flex made this huge post on IG featuring the Crime Stoppers video with T.I., which people love to bring up.
They love running back to that.
As a case for T.I. being an informant for cops. So Funk Master Flex, you know, ranted in his whole thing. He said things like, you know, he started off by saying, I have the utmost respect for Trouble Man 31, which is T.I.'s Instagram name. He said his record-making ability is stellar. He's a positive brother who does everything for his community. He also helps others any chance he gets. And this one, all the words turn into all caps. But please don't try to paint a narrative in social media to the younger generation that ain't true. Peeped all your slick social media talk as you tried to rock people to sleep behind the scenes. You have an opinion, and I gave my opinion of you. You doing Crime Stoppers Atlanta and testifying in court trial, what would you call the next man that did that? Comments off. Hashtag just my opinion. So then he got on radio, and hit all that utmost respect and Stella Records talk went right out the window. And he basically was saying that he had an issue with T.I. because T.I. made some, about the things T.I. said towards Buster. Granted, I didn't hear T.I. say anything disrespectful towards Buster.
What I'm saying.
But Flex made it seem like T.I. was calling Buster old, and, you know, that's just an excuse. You don't want to get in the ring with him, and you're not even the king of the South. Luda has better records than you. Wayne has better records than you. Hell, he even said 2 Chainz had better records than T.I. He said T.I. is a swag rapper, which was like, what T.I. were you listening to? And he also said that, what did he say? That New York put T.I. on. When Swiss Beats may bring him out, that is what put T.I. on, and that 24s is trash.
No. You want to go first? Me go first?
Yeah, go ahead. I've been talking for 3 minutes.
I'll go. Yeah, I want to go first, especially since we have the running joke that I think I'm from Harlem.
You do.
I don't.
But joke is true.
It's just like the music, man. But I'll say this. Swiss being, the whole Bring 'Em Out and Swiss being a part of that, no, Funk Flex, that was T.I. being put on to you. You being put on to T.I. That was y'all accepting T.I. because New York has this weird thing where they don't accept anybody until somebody from New York accepts them. That was y'all accepting him. We was already rocking with him. We was already rocking with him. 24s wasn't trash. You just didn't like it. So just say that. You just didn't get it, bro, because y'all got mad potholes in New York, so you don't ride rims. You wouldn't get it. Also, like, Funk Flex just had to just say he doesn't like Southern rap. Like, just come out and say it. And he's one of those that'll come out, that's not true. I love Scarface. Or I love Outkast. But, like, you just don't like, every time you go on a rant about rap or, like, you aim it towards somebody, it's seemingly like it's aimed towards somebody with ties to the South or as a Southern rapper themselves. Like, I just don't get his disdain with Southern rap. Like, nah, it's not what y'all, our music sounds different because we don't live with 300-foot skyscrapers, like, built around us. Like, that's the extent of it, bro. Like, what I want to say about Funk Flex, I can't say because it's a family show. This is,
well, I don't have, for me, like, I don't, once again, I respect his legacy and everything he's done. I'm just confused as to why he would randomly go at T.I. Like I said, during his rant, he made it seem like it was because of things T.I. said about Busta. But T.I. and Busta, I've seen them interact with each other in the last week or so.
Like, that's my thing.
It didn't seem like a disrespectful conversation.
He said it was a generational gap, which it is a generational gap. Like, Busta started rapping with Leaders of the New School in the early 90s. Like, we didn't get T.I. until the early 2000s. Like, yeah, bro, it's a whole different generation of rap, of people listening to rap that came in when T.I. was coming up. Like, yeah, there is a generational gap. Somebody needs to explain what generational gap means to Funk Master Flex, that horrible school system in New York. And, like,
the most racist, like, school system too.
Which is ironic.
I know. I just,
but like you said, like,
I'm just confused as to what was the granted, Flex is, that's Flex. He does sometimes, like, jump
for straws.
Not just that, just he jumps in situations that it makes them worse than what they were. When the Meek and Drake thing happened, Flex jumped in there and was, you know, bashing Drake, and he jumped on the Meek side, and then he claimed to have, you know, the reference track of Drake, and he was gonna play him on New York Radio, and then he never did. Come to find out, he just never had the records because the guy never sent them, apparently. So it's interesting. I just don't understand why he did. And then when he tried to name drop, like, one thing I don't like when people do is try to say, man, I know so and so. That's why I can do what I do. Just, you know, whatever action that comes with it. I'm like, that person's not here for you to say that. When Flex was bringing up like other people to have better catalogs than T.I., he brought up Lil Wayne. And Lil Wayne famously does not like Hot 97. He hasn't been up there since like the Carter 1. So, like, what are you talking about? Like, you don't try to throw Wayne in there. Wayne don't even like you. So that's not a good comparison. And I also wonder, you know, like, once again, shout out to Flex and his legacy. I wonder how much of his legacy has been hurt in the last few years by actions he's taken in situations
that he didn't even involve himself in. Like, I've had a similar talk.
Flex in Hot 90 was one of the cornerstones of Hot 97. Like, every rapper wanted to go on Flex's show. And everybody
wanted bombs dropped to their record. Like, exactly. Everybody wanted, like, Flex. That was like a thing, like, this. That was like a line to say, and rap was like, yo, Flex dropped the bombs to this. Like, that, yeah, bro, but.
Like, I wonder, like, him doing that now, how does it affect him? Do you still have, remember the time he put out the picture of Jay-Z texting him, this is Hov?
Maul said that wasn't Jay.
Yeah, I heard that wasn't him either.
Maul said that wasn't, no.
I've heard that before. I said, Jay-Z don't text like that. I think they said Jay-Z don't even text. So, but I don't know. It was like, for you to insert yourself between a situation that wasn't even like that.
That had nothing to do with you.
I get, you know, having an opinion because you're on radio. Like, we have an opinion on stuff, but it's like now you've interjected yourself into that situation. You're not just having commentary. You're now a part of the situation. A situation that wasn't that volatile to begin with.
Like, and I think that's what my issue is that, like us, yeah, we have commentary. We speak our opinion. We give a take on something, but we don't interject ourselves into a situation that has nothing to do with us. Yeah. Like, Busta called out T.I. T.I. declined. He said what he said. And then, like, the next week, they was back on IG Live cracking jokes against each other.
Yeah.
So, if Busta didn't have an issue with it, like, and they laughing it off and they still cool, like, I don't get why Flex jumps in and now all of a sudden you got, oh, you're not even the king of the South. You a snitch. Like, bro, be quiet. Because, like, nothing was said for you to, like, have this much animosity or, like you said, insert yourself into this. Like, and you can say what you want about T.I. being king of the South. Like T.I. said, I said I was king of the South because nobody else stopped me.
Yeah. And then when he has a little,
bring up Luda, but.
Yeah, and their little back and forth was funny. But even when T.I. was, you know, when Lil Flip were going back and forth, and Lil Flip tried to say, well, Scarface is king of the South. T.I. famously put Scarface on that mixtape.
And Scarface saying, man, I don't even know, dude.
Yeah, I don't even know,
dude.
I never caught,
and
basically said, yeah, T.I. is king of the South because I don't want to be. So, Lil Flip, that was my opinion, though. But anyway. even with the snitching thing, like, T.I. I T.I. said in an interview, he said, look, man, they wanted me to stand with a bunch of cops and say that, but I refused to do that. And they asked me, if I go to jail again, you will definitely see another commercial. I don't understand why he had to insert himself into that. Granted, I'm anxious to see T.I.'s response. It's going to be a lot of big words in that response.
It's going to be a lot of, he's going to, boy, it's going to be the whole thesaurus in that one, man. It's going to be wide open.
But yeah, I don't get, like, that whole, you're not the king of the South. Like, also, too, it's interesting. You said this in our group chat with O, how, you know, New York rappers like to say they love the South until a Southern rapper pisses them off. Then all that Southern hate comes right back out.
Yeah, bro.
back out.
Until we say something about one of them or like you said before in our same group chat, like, New Yorkers and New York rappers have this revisionist history of rap, and they want to make it seem like just because they always bring up Scarface. Well, y'all bring up Scarface because Scarface was the only one at the time giving y'all a run for y'all money. Scarface been around longer than a lot of other Southern rappers, too. So y'all ain't had no choice but to respect Scarface. And he was out rapping half y'all, too.
Yeah.
But, like, that don't give you an out, and that don't negate that y'all didn't like us. When Gucci Man was popping, I remember, like, when he was coming up, I remember them saying that the Southern rappers couldn't rap. It was a whole bunch of Mickey Mouse raps. Pimp C got on the air and said that. Like, they think we down here, you know, a whole bunch of ABC Mickey Mouse raps. Like, that's what y'all thought about us. Y'all thought we was country bumpkins. Y'all call everybody from down South Bamas. You don't even if you're not from Alabama, y'all call us that. So like, where was all of this? What was all of this? This grand respect that y'all had for, and admiration that y'all had for us. Even Rick Ross said, "New York Unified, Down South, love that. When we get on, MF was where the love at. Like when we got popping, it was no more love. Like all that love was lost. Yeah. It was cool. It was cool when we weren't outshining y'all and something that y'all invented. And I think that's where y'all are butt hurt at in New York is that we now run Southern rap now runs the industry in a genre that was created by y'all up north, and y'all still can't handle that.
And that's the mistake that Flex doesn't realize he's making, is that a lot of Southern artists look up to T.I. and, you know, embrace him. So you coming at T.I., it's not going to work out. It's not going to be like the Southern uprising against T.I. because you said something like,
oh, T.I. snitch. We didn't heard T.I. explain this several times already. At this point, we get it. We get why he did it. But like you said, it's not going to be this uprising where we're going to just be like, hey, we're not rocking with T.I. no more. Now he's still the king.
Like, this goes back to a simple saying when it comes to T.I.'s case. Just do the reading. Like, his case is public record. You can see everything that happened. Like, if you can say, oh, he testified in court. All T.I. said, when they asked him, hey, you know, like, what happened that night? T.I. said, I was in the car, and they started shooting at us.
Which is what happens when you're on trial. You take the stand. You testify. Who was he telling on? He was buying the guns.
when his friend, Phil, got killed.
Oh, okay.
That's what people like to say, like, oh, you wouldn't testify against the guy to kill him. T.I. was in the court, like, I don't even know if the guy looks. T.I. was like, I didn't see who did it. We were just in the car, and they started shooting at us.
I've heard T.I. even tell that entire story on television, so.
Like, I can't tell anybody if I didn't see what they look like. Like, you know, we just got that. We're in the car, and they started shooting at us.
Do you think Flex does it as a way?
For ratings, yes.
To stay relevant.
Yes.
Like he do, like Joe Budden once said that, like, I don't be mad. Like, he was like, y'all keep bringing up when I was at Everyday Struggling yelling at Yachty. He was like, I wasn't mad. He was like, I was deeply concerned that the youngster didn't know what he had signed and what was in his contract. But when you see me doing all of that yelling and all of this, I'm not angry. It's me giving a show. He was like, this is what we have to do to keep people listening. Like, I do it. I yell all into the microphone. It ain't because I'm mad. I'm rarely mad at anything these days. There's too much stress on my life. I got high blood pressure. No.
Great feeling.
Like, I'm just like, you do it. I just wonder, like, does Flex insert himself into these situations just so people will continue to listen to him at Hot 97? And like you, I wonder, does that ruin or tarnish his legacy? I'm not going to say it ruins, but does it tarnish his legacy?
I don't know, man. He, whatever.
Because I don't think anybody, to be honest with you, outside of New York and New Jersey and probably the Eastern Seaboard really cares these days about Funk Flex.
Well, you know, him, just like, you know, a lot of other, you know, radio personalities, good or bad, are feeling the effects of streaming. But his relevance is not, like, artists aren't running to him anymore to play their record as fast as they did in the 90s. So maybe this is just an attention grab, because Flex does sometimes come off as an attention whore. So,
I mean, I watched the videos he posts of the freestyles. Like, those are nice, but that's not Flex talking either, so.
I also think Flex is, like, more embracive of artists who kind of come to him. I can't think of the last time T.I. has been had a conversation with Flex that I've seen. So
I can definitely see that. He's an older gentleman, and older gentlemen seem to move that way. We're taking a quick break. Be right back.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, now it's time for our first segment of the night, Unpopular Opinion with Mr. Fresh himself.
All right, this is going to be a nice, quick, and easy one. Before I do it, have I talked about Bryson Tiller in an Unpopular Opinion before?
If you have, I don't remember.
All right, so that's a no. I'm taking that as a no. All right, Unpopular Opinion for tonight. Bryson Tiller recently released his anniversary album to his Trap Soul. It was titled Anniversary. And I just am here to say, because I'm going to say this anytime Bryson Tiller is being brought up, Bryson Tiller is highly overrated. He sucks. I'm going to say that. Bryson Tiller sucks, bro. I don't get what the big appeal with him. I didn't get the big appeal with Trap Soul. It was a cool album, but everybody, oh my God, he's singing. He's singing over trap beats. That's New Jack Swing, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the 20th century. Like, and we're in the 21st, so we've been heard of this already. People singing over rap style beats. It just so happens that trap beats are the prominent sound now. But that album wasn't that good. It was a cool few joints on there, but and then he came with that second album, and then that was just trash. And Anniversary, all I've been hearing are women saying that Trap Soul was definitely better than Anniversary, and Anniversary wasn't good. He could have kept it. So I'm just going to chalk it up. Bryson Tiller sucks, bro. Like, he's never going to make an album better than Trap Soul. He's overrated. He doesn't sing. He's not that great of a rapper. And if it sounds like I'm hating, so be it. I don't really care, man. I'm tired, like, of people trying to hype this dude up. Because I just, like, I'm not seeing it. It's been long enough for us to see, like, the appeal by now. And I just haven't seen it. Just give me Frank Ocean, man. I don't need Bryson Tiller. Unpopular opinion for tonight. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is that time of the show where we gain a little bit more knowledge and get some great advice from the man himself. Here is Confucius Says with Confucius Jones.
Yay. So Tuesday is election day. Been 4 years in the making. As you know, I've said before, you're going to keep hearing it. This is probably the most, you know, important election of your lifetime. I've been hearing that since 96.
Couldn't even vote in 96.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, this election does have a lot of riding on it. It's been a lot going on in politics. I'm not going to go too political with it because a lot of you guys don't fully understand politics. And politics now has gotten to a real bad place based off emotions. Like, people are like, I want to feel something. That's why I voted for this person. Like, I hate that. You know, there's been a lot of conversations I at least had with, you know, people around me or just people I know about why they do or don't vote or who they're voting for or whatever. One, let's throw this out here. White people don't talk about who they vote for. Black people, we love to talk about it. We'll tell you, we'll post it everywhere who we're voting for. But for black people, there seems to be a lot of, I'm trying to think of the word. I want to say misplaced trust in the system, which is understandable. I think, you know, as black people, we have the right to not trust the political process because it hasn't benefited us ever. I'm not a big fan of black people who make the comments who say they don't want to vote, mainly because I do believe a blood oath is owed to our the generation. It's only one generation away who did sacrifice so much and went through so much to give us the right to vote and what it meant to them to vote. Killer Mike once said, "You're not going to shame people into voting because our ancestors went out there and did what they had to do to make sure we had the right to vote. That's not going to work." And he's right. And it's also very sad that that's how people look at it. I have family members who say they're not going to vote, and I've tried to talk to them and say, "Bro, like, look, man, like, I understand you might not trust the political process, and I know a lot about it, but at least exercise your right." I had a conversation with a girl at my job, and she was saying she didn't want to vote because Electoral College picked the winner. And I'm like, yeah, they do. But Electoral College also goes by states. Electoral College is not some big national black group of people who just be like, oh, whatever, we'll just do it on this side. So basically, just exercise your right to vote. Like, voting is very important. And if, you know, honestly, if you tell me, like, bro, I don't really believe in, like, voting for presidents or whatever, vote at the local level. I respect that. That's a good excuse. Like, I vote locally. I participate locally. Because then, of course, those results manifest themselves directly into you right in front of your face. But for black people, man, we really have, and like I said, this is a conversation I'm going to have off air with another time, but we really have to involve ourselves more in politics. Don't, this whole thing, like, if we don't vote, they'll start listening to us. That's not how any of this works. They're definitely not going to listen to you if you don't vote. You can't make a demand by holding something back. That's not how, if your job is pissing you off and sometimes I'm gonna come to work for like a week and then today to get the act together, they'll just fire you unless you want to unionize. But even then you can probably get fired because some jobs outlaw unions. But exercise your right. And if you're black, like, really just, you know, understand there's a lot at stake. I'm not even trying to say this to sway you any type of way. There is a lot at stake, and there's a lot of things. If you want to be heard, vote who you want in there, and then hold them to the fire. You're not holding anybody to the fire by not voting. So, basically, you know, go out there, exercise your right. If you've already voted, kudos to you. Me and Fresh have already voted. We mentioned that earlier in the show. Me and Fresh are both, you know, I know a lot about politics. Fresh more so than me. Fresh has a degree in politics. So, yeah, let's go out there and vote Tuesday. The Breaks Podcast is a production of KTX 989, the Austin Music Experience. You can listen to The Breaks Show live every Saturday night from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Please subscribe, rate, and review this podcast on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is produced by Confucius Jones, Fresh Knight, and Elizabeth McQueen. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter. We are at The Breaks KUTX, and you can find more episodes at KUTX.org/The Breaks.
Our theme music was written and performed by Austin's own DZ Brown.